40 verses on reality. உள்ளது 40 part 3 the invocatory mangalam verses commentary by Lakshmana Sarma. We conclude Lakshmana Sarma's commentary on the second of the two invocatory verses of Sri Bhagavan's composition உள்ளது 40. The translation has been done from the original Tamil by Case. Exegesis: Brahman, the Nirguna, attributeless form that was dwelt upon in the first invocatory verse, appears with form and attributes Saguna for the sake of yet other devotees. When the mind has resolved into the egoless state, Brahman is Nirguna and is Saguna when the mind is functional. Then it is called Ishvara or God. Those who love God with pure devotion finally offer their very selves, ego sense, to Him, and they become the fit recipients of His grace. They obtain the same pure, non-dual experience of being the Self. The averment of this truth forms the content of the second invocatory verse. Maranabaya Mikulavum Makalara Naha Maranabhava Milla Magesan Saraname Sarvardhan Sarvudutan Savutra Savandan Sarvaru Sava Devar. Verse split. Maranabayam Mik Ula Ammakal Aran Ahe Maranabhavam Illa Mahesan Saraname Sarvar Tam Sarvod Tam Savutra Sav Ennam Sarvaru Savadavar. Import: Virtuous people, seized with an intense fear of death, to surrender that fear, seek as refuge and surrender themselves unto the Lord who is free from birth and death. Thereby their ego, I, along with their attachments, mind, gets destroyed. Will they, having become deathless, entertain the thought of death? Commentary: Fear of death assails all at some point of time, but passes away without any significant impact. The fleeting and so-called dispassion of the cremation ground, triggered by close encounters with death, is short-lived and gets extinguished with enjoyment of objects of pleasure like good food, etc. But men of higher caliber, made of sterner stuff, do not allow the impact of death on them to wane, but ever remember it, seek a remedy, and instantly reach the sublime goal. For men ensnared by the Maya of the world and enslaved by nuisance, the painful woes of samsaric life are but stepping stones leading to the door to release. Bhagavan says, when one dreams while asleep, so long as the dreams are pleasant and joyful, he will not wake up from slumber, but sorrowful or frightful visions shake him up to wakefulness. So long as the world appears to be a stretch of pleasant enjoyment, the worldling, wallowing in samsara, will not wake up from the Maya world to his own truth. Only encounters with the tragic aspect of samsara or fear of death can drive one towards deliverance. Though one is aware of the certainty of death, fear of death does not arise intensely until one comes face to face with it. That knowledge, born out of personal experience, that worldly life is riddled with sorrow, turns one through dispassion towards nivritti marga, the path of withdrawal from activity or of renunciation. A few highly listed personages at the very thought of or by merely pondering death turn to the path of knowledge and gain release. Lord Buddha and Bhagavan Sri Ramana, who bestowed this text, or two such. A mind that has so turned away from the mundane world and its ensnaring holes comes under the sway of the grace of Lord Mahesha, who is free from birth and death. Such descent of grace turns the mind inward and unifies it with the supreme reality. When the ego sets the I rising in respect of the body, along with the vasanas of various bonds it is impregnated with, gets annihilated, what is left behind is that deathless immortal self. Ahamkara, or ego sense, is a wrong awareness that the body itself is the self. So long as this wrong notion persists, that death of the body is considered once more death, but that the very thought of death is uprooted with the annihilation of this wrong awareness is what is revealed here. The heart of the teaching of this text is the quest of the self, apavichara, the sadhana, with the release as the goal. That which aids, prepares for, and gates the sadhana is satya satya uvekam, the discriminative knowledge between sat and asat, or ascertainment through discrimination of what is real and unreal. The quest of the self endows one with the attainment of the experience of the self. Concluded.